definitely human.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Prosperous island city of Fortuna, commerce is a competitive game, and glory goes to those astute enough to seize the moment. Our pioneering adventurers have saved a suffering family deep in the tunnels of old Fortuna, and now there is the chance to do yet more good. Before they return to their mission, they can display the harvest of their ingenuity and enterprise for the benefit of their new friends. Resourcefulness, valor, Pax Fortuna! Certainty, Part 5.
Do I have the pleasure of speaking with Mr. Pavel, wizard extraordinaire of this fine city?
He looks at you kind of wild-eyed and says, "Ree! Well, he kind of starts patting himself down and looks at his hand a bit forlornly and looks back at you.
My name is Almira Q. Appleby, and I am very pleased to be at your service, sir.
Yes, I'm Father Theobald Brandlebury.
Selwyn Bloodstorm.
Absolutely. Right. De Montfort.
Okay, and Carrie, with you, he looks around for her and she runs up to him and hugs him.
Sir, can I ask you a question? I hope you won't think this is too forward of me, but may I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you like toast, sir? Do you enjoy...
Toast?
Do you enjoy a fine...
Toast?
Perhaps now is not the best time.
I disagree. I think this might be the only time to raise this subject. Sir, I can't help but notice that you have, unfortunately, your hand has been lost.
Has been lost.
Talk about creating a market for yourself.
Your hand has been lost, sir.
That's
and
too
this
bad.
Is a very
no
unfortunate...
one to blame.
It just happened. It happened, and now I just have to deal with the reality of the situation. But
you
fortune...
are the ones you attacked me.
Again,
saved you. Saved you.
Yeah.
Let's focus on that part that did turn
I
you back.
I was running away.
Let's focus on the positives here. In times past, without a hand, you would have been hopeless in buttering your bread. Is not that not correct, sir? You really need two hands to accomplish that task. Well, I am very pleased to announce that with the beautiful progress brought to us by modern technology, I can offer you completely free of charge. My patented toast spreader. Yes! Completely free of charge, sir.
That's a good deal. Well, because normally they cost an arm and a leg, don't they?
Oh, boy.
Selwyn laughs the hardest he's ever laughed in his life.
Pavel starts crying. Wait.
Oh, that's brilliant! Because he's only got one hand!
Oh, my God.
Well... that's the coldest you guys have been all day.
I really think I'm doing him a great service.
Yeah.
I'm delighted to bestow this toast spreader to him.
I want one of those, and I've got two perfectly working.
Well, of course you do, sir. It's a wonderful invention. And you're quite lucky to have one, Pavel.
Starts trying to crawl away from you now. Can you guys make perception checks, by the way?
6.
10.
19.
12.
Almira, even as you are talking and spinning around and gesticulating wildly, you notice, you catch out of the corner of your eye, Devin is nearing a large door on the western wall of this room.
Devin, my good man, you're not leaving without us, are you?
What?
You should be joining you, shouldn't we?
I'm not so sure.
I'm going to shuffle towards him and say, well, let's finish the job. We've just had to try to rectify our terrible mistake with Pavel and Kairi here, but now that we've given them a toast spreader, I believe the scales are balanced once more, so we can proceed with our quest.
Exactly! You're not going to get far without your arms. Remember your arms.
Lift up the box.
Why don't you carry with Selwyn and I'll be the torchbearer, as it were. And I create fire in my hands.
Okay. Maybe you could heal my leg further.
Well, I'm afraid my magical energies...
No. Yeah, okay.
Motherfucker.
2.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you. He stretches out his leg, does a little hop.
Oh, thank me. Thank the dwarven all-fathers.
Say, father, I still have that wound from...
Just a moment too late, Selwyn.
I haven't even put any bandage on it or anything, so it's sort of bleeding openly and it's...
You will... The front of the queue, the very...
The blood's gone down inside my clothes, it's all sticky.
Devin picks up his end of a box. It takes you maybe 45 minutes to an hour. More walking, it's tough to tell, down in the dark. You pass a number of side tunnels, some of them quite small, more than a few doorways, some tattered and wooden, others large and iron and crisscrossed with chains. Devin is energized now, and suddenly the path slopes upwards before terminating in a wall bearing a ladder to the surface. Well, it was easy enough getting it down, I suppose, but how are we going to get it up?
Should Devin go up first?
That's a very good idea. He puts down his end of a box and starts scaling the ladder. He expects the box will follow him.
Mm-hmm.
I will, I'll be right after you, and then Selwyn and perhaps Almira and Abstinence can bring the box up. Not a very good liar.
I'll need your eyes, I think. So yeah. I would like to use the dagger to pick the lock.
I have lock picking.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
I've got some patter going with Devin.
When we're done with this job, you know, you should really come to Dewberry, to my parish, and listen to my sermons.
He shouts down, oh, yes. You did a very good job with my knee. I will consider it.
And there's more where that came from, my good man.
Oh, it's good.
Not just knees, but elbows and any joint.
Well, you should come meet Mr. Spinks. I'm sure he could use a dwarf like you around.
Yes.
And possibly a certain orc as well.
Well,
no doubt.
We'll see.
Big strong arms.
And you want to pick the lock, you guys?
Yeah.
It's a mechanics check. Yep. I'll give you advantage. You've got to beat DC 15.
Oh, dear.
Are you kidding me?
What? No way!
Are you kidding me?
Is that double ones?
You've got double ones on advantage. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Well, I mean, you put your lockpicking tools into it. They just break off in the padlock and you can't retrieve it. And a key's not going to fit in either now.
Can't use my dagger to try and fish out the lockpick and open it or anything?
I mean, it's...
Have we just jammed it?
It's pretty full of stuff.
What about Solomon's axe? Or is that
gonna... We're trying to
noise?
Be stealthy.
Could you both make perception checks, please?
12.
7.
Abstinence, you hear a light scratch from inside the box and a high-pitched noise very briefly.
Could I, like, knock back? Yeah.
So you want to, what, knock lightly?
Yeah.
Hello?
Don't really hear anything in response.
It's getting weird, guys. I'm pretty sure I heard something moving inside and, like, a high-pitched squeak noise.
Devin, it's at the top of the ladder now. He's opening the manhole cover and breathing the cool night air above.
Oh, yes.
Filling his lungs.
I can hear them coming up with the box right behind us. You go on ahead and scope out the area, Devin. Make sure that there's no customs.
Yeah, he gets his hands up and presses himself up to the surface.
I mean, I feel like we've jammed the lock and there's nothing more we can do.
kind of you to say we.
It's generous. Generous to say we.
Yeah.
Bring it together.
How are we planning on getting the box up? Because we are not strong enough.
Selwyn, can we use some of your rope to tie around and then you could hoist it up? I'll help guide it from below.
Yes. Yes, of course. Thought you had a handle on it, but all right.
Cool.
I climb back down again.
I mean, we haven't even tried to lift it, to be fair.
Okay, I'm going to hang out with Devon up top while someone does his thing.
I get to the bottom, I'm like, what's this? You guys haven't even tried to lift it at all. I thought you were carrying the box up.
Oh, it was just so heavy.
Devon up there with you, Theobald, is just looking around, getting his bearings again. He seems to be satisfied.
I'm sure they'll be up presently. So,
Theobald.
Do you enjoy working for Mr. Spinks?
Oh, immensely. Oh, immensely. He is a wonderful man. Very important, very clever man. Politically astute. A keen business sense as well.
But quite stressful. It's not often an employer of that caliber leads their employees to be downing shots of whiskey at closing.
Well, no, that's more of a fault of couriers, of course. Mr. Spinks could have had nothing to do with that.
Of course, of course. And who's in the box?
Sorry?
Oh, nothing.
Allow me to reassure you again. I know nothing about the contents of a box and have been pressed to not try to discover it.
Well, that's none of our business, of course. Of course. You're just here for 6 shillings each. Isn't that right?
It takes a little umbrage at your tone. Well, if 6 shillings is not sufficient, I understand we've been quite... There's been quite a lot going on tonight. Maybe we can increase it to 8 or 9 shillings.
Of course, or perhaps Mr. Spinks would consider personal patronage of my church.
Perhaps he would. We'll say 8 shillings for now.
We needn't settle on an exact figure at this moment. It seems like Mr. Spinks and I have much to discuss.
Okay.
I look down the manhole and I say, how are we getting on down there with the box?
I'm like looking at you like, is it just me that's going to carry it?
we're just hoisting it up. It was a little bit heavier than we expected it to be. So we're just using Selwyn's rope and I'm going to help push it from the bottom. And it's a group effort. We're all doing it.
Oh, no, take your time. It's just a group effort.
Well, do not take your time. This is a matter of most urgency. We are supposed to deliver the box to Councillor Spink's house tonight. It's almost morning.
We will. So we're going to tie the rope around the handle and lift it so that it's lengthways up. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Okay, well, as you progress up, please do make a strength check.
Oh, sure.
As it lifts off the ground.
15.
That's fine,
nice.
Yeah.
When it's hanging, I want to give it a shake.
Give it a bit of a shake.
Yeah.
Okay, you can indeed shake it because it's suspended. You don't need a strength check. You do hear and feel movement in there and another squeal. Mm. Tiny squeal.
What are you doing?
Sorry, just lost my footing.
You're trying to figure out what's inside the box, are you?
I'm a little curious, but you know, just we can't
remember
know.
The
we
rule.
Can't know. Yeah, I know. We
the
we
rule
mustn't
was
know.
There was 3 rules. 1 I forget. 2 I forget as well. 3rd one: don't look inside.
Well, we can't look inside. It's locked. But you know, like a Christmas present doesn't hurt to have a little feel.
You don't know what a Christmas is. But I take your meaning, and the answer is still no. We're not supposed to know.
Okay, you're
what
right.
If it's something bad? Then we'll feel awkward about taking money when we deliver it. Think about it.
But we don't want to.
After that spider debacle, do you want any more moral quandaries?
I don't want to
best
do any more
know.
Wrong. I don't want to do any more wrong.
Then don't open the box. How can you do wrong if you don't know you're doing wrong?
Okay, and Devon doesn't really know why it's taken so long, but he's happy to see the box again. And he fusses over it and unties the rope by himself before Ben turns to you again. So he's like, yes, of course, please.
Please. Oh, carry
yes.
the box.
Yes. Sorry, yeah, yes.
Don't know why we're tiptoeing around it. That's my job. I carry the box.
I grab the other end of the box.
I mean, now.
Are you feeling any more magical now, Father?
Just
Not quite there yet. Not quite there. Soon.
Fair enough.
Soon.
Okay, you pick up a box, assume formation again, and you find the night air to be fresh and chill. Around you are two-story houses, and you can see an amber light blossoming at the fringes of the sky. Devin seems to know exactly where he's going now and is charging ahead. Could you, at this point, please make a perception check?
3, 9, 16, 14.
Abstinence and Theobald, you hear running footsteps coming from behind. Devin doesn't seem to have noticed.
Okay, I have a look.
Whip round.
You can see down one of the streets that curve away from you is approaching quite a few people carrying torches.
Oh, dear.
From this distance, you can barely see that they are dressed in all black. They haven't seen you, but they're kind of at a light jog looking down different streets.
Devin.
What? What?
Some more of those folk who troubled us back on the gondolas. There seems to be a mob of them.
Oh, God! No, they're back! They're back!
Keep your voice down. Let's run.
Let's book it.
Hustle.
All right.
Yes, let's hurry. Let's hurry up.
You've got no idea who these people might be, Devin.
Could be anybody. Could be anybody at all.
Really, though? Because they seem to know who we are. They seem to be actively pursuing us.
I wouldn't know anything about that. I'm sure in politics, Mr. Bartholomew Spinks has made many enemies.
Makes sense.
It checks out, yeah, okay.
So you take off at a run?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to run, it's going to be loud. Yeah, I have a lot of pots and pans.
Yeah, I don't think we're running. We're just, like, hustling faster than they're trundling. Yeah.
Okay, well, Devin seems to know the way, but you are aware that behind you somewhere there's a posse.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, you come to a three-story house standing above and slightly apart from the rest of the street. It looks a fairly homely building with a thatched roof, quaint windows framed with flowers. Devin says, here we are. We're right here. We just have to go around the side. There's a servant's entrance that we must go inside. He leads the way to a fairly nondescript, humble door and unlocks it and tries to bustle you in.
Right.
With the box. The servant's passages here are stale and musty. The carpets are worn fairly bare. Devin closes the door behind him and picks up some candles off a ledge and lights one. And he calls, guards, guards! And indeed, two guards come from further down the corridor. There's some robbers trying to waylay us. You must guard the door. Right, we have to. I've been informed we must take this box down to the kitchen and then you will get paid.
So you believe these robbers will try a full frontal assault on the home?
It's perfectly possible they know where we're going. Perhaps we should be cautious.
Gracious. What does Fortuna come to where robbers would be so brazen as to attack a councillor's home? Well, no matter. I completely agree, no matter.
No matter.
Because we're going to get paid in a minute.
I suppose we'll have 6 shillings burning a hole in our pockets.
6, huh? Yeah, okay.
Oh, 8. 8 it was. 8 and the patronage of my church. Let's go.
He hustles you with candle in front, reaching back every once in a while to touch the box to make sure it's still there. And you make your way down to the kitchen.
So it's 8 shillings now then?
Well,
For each of us, yes?
Each of us is free to make our own negotiations. I'm currently at 8 shillings.
You didn't think maybe to speak up for all of us?
Well, listen, Selwyn, you are young in the ways of the world. I'm going to just start taking the box down. And just kind of...
All right, that's the end of the conversation.
Yeah, just drift into a kind of a mumble, you know.
So I didn't quite catch that. Fada!
Devin leads you into the kitchen, which is large in a state of controlled chaos. There are utensils hanging from hooks and crockery stacked next to the sinks. And through the window, light dawning over the horizon.
Oh, God.
Devin is surprised to find someone waiting. 2 people.
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen. One is a tall and distinguished-looking man with a thin nose, hair beginning to grey. And next to him is a shorter but wiry man dressed in white. Oh, Councillor Spinks! I didn't expect to see you down here. Yes. And who are these people you've brought with you?
We're the couriers.
Hello.
Well, charmed, I'm sure. I am, of course, Councillor Spinks. This is my home. You have brought me the box?
Yes. Untouched.
It is just a nest of gnomic metal sticking out of it. I wasn't like that when we got it, obviously.
From down the passageway you come, you hear a crunch and a splintering of wood and the sound of people shouting.
Well, I believe we're to be paid. Got the box here. There it is, the box that you wanted. And, yes, 8 shillings, I believe.
And it's untampered with.
Yes.
He goes and takes a look at it as the sounds grow louder from down the hall. A bustling, a kind of a mini storm of shouts and clanging metal as
I believe swords my colleague was mentioning 8 shillings.
7 is fine as well, if it'll get us out the door quicker.
We have back-to-back jobs arranged, you know.
Councillor Spinks, Councillor Spinks looks at Devin and says, "What's going on here? What have you done?"
I like stretch.
Devin says, "We haven't done anything. There were people chasing us. We had to hurry. We couldn't hold them off."
I mean, really, if there's just a valuable vase that we could take, anything that you've got to hand.
Through the entrance where you've just come, burst a small troop.
An unruly crowd.
Men and women and a few dwarves dressed in black saying, "You monsters! You monsters! You won't get away with it!"
What is going on?
Get away with what?
More guards barrel in from a tunnel now and a uproarious battle starts between them. Oh. Bartholomew starts backing away towards the other exit. It's got a little too hot for him in here. He expected a box, not
a war. I just start edging towards him like, only usually when you work a night shift, it's actually double pay. So I think our rates are quite reasonable.
The chef is trying to grab at the box and pull it towards the door, whereas the men and women in black are trying to fight their way towards the box. You guys are basically around the box now.
I mean, I'm beginning to feel
we should open the box.
We should open the box.
Selwyn, perhaps you should open the box and we can see what all the fuss is about.
Rule number 3. Father, I expect to be paid for this job, and one of the stipulations for being paid was to not open the box.
Well, I'm going to hire you right here, Selwyn, and I'll pay you 9 shillings.
Okay, a dwarf charges in, tries to grab the box and drag it away and out the door while guards are trying to clamber their way
forward. Okay, I'd like to roll
forward
to slam my axe into the box as soon as as soon as Theobald makes his offer.
Make a dexterity check to see if you get there before the dwarf does.
19.
5.
Yes.
Okay, you slam your axe down, hitting it on the iron-reinforced side vertex, and the box splinters but doesn't quite collapse. Inside you can see what looks like a bundle of hay. That's you done as a kind of surprise action. I guess we can roll an initiative.
9, 7, 18, 10.
Well, Abstinence, you are close to this box now. All 4 of you are. There is a battle raging around you.
Seems very inappropriate for me to be doing this right now.
You know, it is large for a kitchen. It is small for a battleground. And crockery is flying off the shelves.
I want to look inside the box. Can I peel off one of the wooden splinters at the top? I don't know if I want to go sticking my only good arm, the mangled one from the spider. I don't know.
Yeah, you can take off the wooden boards
I'll just peel off a wooden board.
And pulling the hay away, you expose 2 baby kobolds. They're about the size of Selwyn's hand. They are kind of pale orange furred, I guess between a cat and a dog.
Are they very adorable?
I think they're very adorable. They squint and they turn their eyes to look around, but their eyes haven't adjusted to the light.
They sound pretty adorable.
They sound really cute. Okay.
What were they called?
Kobolds.
Kobolds.
They are very rare. You wouldn't have seen one before.
Why are we delivering these to the kitchen, though?
I say, well, it seems that these unruly people are angry that we're giving kobolds to Mr. Spinks. There's a tangled web of politics here that I cannot I cannot fathom, but I don't think we're getting paid, so...
Wrong. I'm getting paid. I'm getting paid 9 shillings, father.
Ah, yes, of course, of course.
But what price would you put on salvation?
9 shillings. What's a kobold anyway?
Well, these small creatures here are kobolds. I'm not sure why they're being given to Mr. Spinks.
Are we just, like, having a chat while this crazy...
Yeah, I mean,
between us.
I guess so.
Winning? Is it the guards that are winning?
It does not look like the guards are winning. Everyone is getting in everyone's way around you because everyone wants into the center. Another man is going to make a reach for the kobolds, a man dressed in black. He gets nowhere. The man reaching and just like fumbles at the side before someone yanks him by the ankles back into the fray.
It's like a cartoon fight. It's all a cloud.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, you see limbs coming out from it. You see someone's teeth like chattering off into the air.
The word bang and kapow.
Yeah, yeah.
I like glance over at the hands and then back at you and I'm like, so what do you think we should do?
Well, it is now Selwyn's turn. You can choose to do something. Someone.
I scoop up the kobolds.
Yeah.
And I tuck them away in my many pockets.
That's a good. Yeah.
I'm okay with that. So maybe we should just hoof it and get out of here.
Yes. Yes, that's a good plan.
I think it's a very good plan.
It's a plan where I'm getting paid, so I'm happy.
Okay, yeah.
They hands grasp at you, but are quickly either batted back or people dragged away. You can hear pots and pans smashing over people's heads as you go back out of the passageway.
Saunter out into the dawn.
Slow motion.
As you get to the end, you hear someone saying, wait, what happened to the box? What happened to the box?
I have the box!
Dawn blossoms above you as the sounds of carnage recede. And you can see one of the city workers going around and snuffing out each of the lamps as the sky brightens.
If the three of you don't have a place to stay for tonight, or for today, I suppose, then I live in the church, but of course it is open to travellers or vagrants, I indicate Selwyn. So perhaps we can retreat there.
Is your church close by?
Yes.
I'm very tired.
We've been on quite an adventure.
Yes, exactly, yes.
So, I've got some kobolds in my pockets.
So are they now part of our crew?
Yeah, now we've got some kobolds.
That's exciting. That's really exciting.
I feel like that'd be more of a hindrance than anything else.
I mean, planning on just like...
selling them for 9 shillings a piece.
9 shillings.
Another normal night in Fortuna ends with the forging of new friendships and memories that will be cherished for a lifetime. As our heroes retire, the city awakens. The bakers stoke their ovens and the market traders set up their stalls. The days will bring more riches to the eager citizens of Fortuna and the nights more unexpected treasures. So our heroes sleep soundly, rich in experience if not in gold, in their new home on this prosperous island city with opportunity for all. You've been listening to Through Innocent Certainty, written by Maximilian John and produced and edited by David Knight and Tom Dalling, with music by Jonathan Day. Starring Giorgio Mariani as Father Theobald Brandlebury, Eleanor Kohler as Almira Q. Appleby, David Knight as Selwyn Bloodstorm, and Charlie May as Abstinence de Montfort. I am Maximilian John, Game Master. You can follow us on Twitter at Visit Fortuna. If you are enjoying the show, you can listen to the whole 26-episode series right now, available on our Patreon to $5 subscribers. That's patreon.com/definitelyhuman. Pax Fortuna is a Definitely Human production.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.